Ask Don't Panic is a comedy podcast. The host and their guests are in no way experts, and they make absolutely no effort to sound like they are. Occasionally, they might give some sound advice, but I wouldn't take their word for it. These people are not to be trusted. And live from Biola, it's Tuesday afternoon!
Stop trusting me!
Hello, and thank you for tuning in, America. This is Brandon Calrissian, and with my co-host, Christopher Milos, of the Mediterranean influence. We're coming to you live from Los Angeles studios, and we have an important news update regarding this weekend shenanigans. It has been told to me that this past Sunday, a certain Brandon Calderon, a 24-year-old Caucasian Bolivian male.
It's Caucasian.
No, I have very trustworthy sources that he is also equally Bolivian and Caucasian. And he hosted a get-together for a few of his closest friends up at his residence in the Rancho Santa Margarita region. Now, Chris, have you been getting reports on the nature of this get-together?
I believe. Wait for it.
Yes.
Okay, the reports just came in. So, reporting about this get-together, it was, as I've heard, a Friendsgiving.
Friendsgiving. Now, what's your spin on that? What's the take on that?
It's where you give friends away.
Understood. Okay.
To each other.
That's a very interesting, very American tradition. Is that? Okay, that's accurate to say. Excellent.
You know what they say, if it's nearly broken, throw it away, buy something new.
Absolutely. That's what Danny in the office is waving to us. He's saying that he's our fact checker. He says that's completely accurate.
As indeed a saying.
Thank you, Danny, for checking the facts live. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
My understanding was that there was a video game involved in this, and that there was a release of a new Super Smash Brothers, a Super Smash Brothers 4, four times the fun. Now,
all the fun.
That sounds like a dangerous mixture. It sounds like, in fact, you know what? I got reports that a certain individual of British influence was there and was dominating the field as he normally does. It was a certain Matthew Atkinson.
He may have take participated, but I think this news host over here dominated his own field. Okay.
So you would say that the rumors of Matthew's dominance in the playing field of Super Smash Brothers was greatly exaggerated.
Largely exaggerated.
Okay, that's quite superior to greatly. Now, Christopher Milos, you were at that party, correct?
Indeed.
You were there to report on the scene?
Yep, on the scene.
Excellent. And now, what was your take from the thing? Did you participate in the shenanigans?
I did. I participated.
You did. Okay. Mm-hmm. And how did that go? Well, who was your character? Who was your best character?
My best character, hands down, was Jesus.
You played... Hold up.
Yep.
Let me fact check this. You played as Jesus Christ, son of God.
Yep.
As a Smash Brothers character. This is allowed in this game?
With a sword and relatively pirate garb.
It sounds to me that the person who created that Jesus Me character tried really hard to get a robe but wasn't offered one, and so he did what he could with what he had.
Is that what it sounds like?
That's what it sounds like. Okay. That's my take on the thing. The host probably did that.
Okay.
So now, as Jesus, did you slay many people?
I did.
Do you believe that to be in accordance with the character of Jesus Christ, Son of God? Do you not?
I do not.
You do not. So you would say that you were blaspheming the name of the Lord with your actions?
Yes. I was handed a tool and I ran with it.
Are you, Christopher Milos,
I'm
yes
not
or
that.
No,
I'm
are,
not him.
Are you ashamed? Are you ashamed of yourself and have you repented of your actions?
I'm a little sweaty right now.
That does not answer the question. Have you repented of your misdeeds?
No. I have not.
All right. You heard it from here first, from KTLA 5 News in Los Angeles.
An unrepentant.
That Christopher Milos is an unrepentant, sinful man who blasphemes the name of the Lord regularly and is a deceitful Mediterranean individual who is not to be trusted. And yep. Welcome to Ask Don't Panic, the Bad Advice Podcast. Thanks for tuning in, and don't trust us.
Never.
Never. And so that was our thank you, KTLA, for passing it off to us. I know that we had to tune to you guys for that report.
Right.
And thank you. Excellent reporting. I particularly enjoyed Brando Calrissian's report. It was very good.
I completely agree. I think Christopher Milos did a fantastic job as well.
Being an unrepentant sinner?
Yep. He's okay. Really good at that.
Yeah, he really committed to that role, and he
Would you say that KTLA passed the torch to us temporarily?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I would.
That was very nice of them.
Go them. All right. It seems very fitting considering our location. That being said, welcome to Ask Don't Panic, the Bad Advice Podcast. We're here to give you horrible advice and just tell you what's up, what's up, what's up. Butts on butts on butts on
what
butts.
What is up?
You know what's up. I know what's up. Everyone knows what's up.
Everybody.
We're live casting right now. We just turned on the questions and answers application. Go to the event page or the viewing itself, and you should be able to tune in. I've been informed that we have... hold up. We have one viewer in the audience at this very moment. One viewer at this moment. Hello, viewer. Feel free to ask us anything, and we'll answer it, provided that we want to.
It's a fair...
Or that we don't want to. We'll still answer it. I don't know. So that being said, we've got our Friendsgiving report out of the way. The KTLA warned me in advance that that was going to be the happenstance. And here you can see via livecast, I'm giving you a Movember update now. I am in full Movember mode. 25 days have passed, and we are since the 2 a.m. shaving that happened on the 1st. This is my thick upper lip sweater that I have going on right now. It's looking pretty fine. There's a close-up for you, ladies and gentlemen. And yeah, I didn't really know what kind of style of mustache I wanted to go with this month. So I just went with my default, which is the sideways brackets that I have. Like, you know, you're doing the emoji with the mustache, and it's like totally bracket style. Like, it goes like here, and then boop, boop, boop.
It just drops right down.
Yeah, that's very much a bracket. And so that's your Movember update. In 5 days, it'll be over. And again, what is this all for? The answer is it's for men's health. Just raising awareness for men's health. Get yourself checked out. My family has a history of some medical issues as well, so I just felt like it would be a good month to support. And feel free to donate. You can find Brandon Calderon on Movember. None of the profit goes to me. None of the proceeds at all go to me. It all goes towards the Movember Foundation, and that's going to be supporting new discoveries in the area of men's health. You know, we've got breast cancer awareness stuff. We've got all kinds of awareness over the months. And there's never been one that's specifically located to a very to a health problem that's exclusively male. And so that's why this is the case. We're not chauvinists. Really cool. That's just the updates.
Is your family's health issue history the reason why your mustache is sort of orange?
Yes. Also, that is a unfortunate side condition.
Of unrepentance?
No, it is not.
Sinners don't have souls.
No, it is
so
not.
So your mustache probably needs to repent a little bit.
I'm 90% certain that it's not unforgiven sin.
Okay.
That colored my mustache this way. There's a sect of my family that has been known to have what is desired by women, the hairstyle that is ombre. Ombre?
What is correct? Desired by women.
Yeah, women actually have their hair done like that.
Yes.
I actually naturally have that going on with my facial hair. You can't see it in full effect because my beard is gone. But it's if true. You were to examine my mustache, you would find that it goes from a nice, thick, dark brown to a reddish brown into even a blonde at the end here with a couple of silver hairs already. Because
it really is ombre.
Because God is good and wants me to look old. I don't know.
I don't know.
Whatever.
No.
I'm not. Who am I to argue with that?
Okay.
So,
well, I choose to believe the 10%.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that all being said, let's get right into it. Shall we dive in?
We should dive in.
Okay, great. This Twitter user asks, what do I do when I'm at a party and I don't really know anyone? And then two very scared, wide-eyed emoticons, or emojis, as I've been told. Hashtag, all caps, need help. Hashtag, need advice. Hashtag, advice. So, Chris, you're at a party. You don't know anyone. What do you do? What's the best plan?
You immediately act like the host.
Yes.
You show up. You start asking people, like, hey, can I get you anything? Do you want a refill? And you just walk around and make that happen.
Yeah.
And then when you actually do an into the host, because they're like, whoa, my job got easier. Why is that the case? And then they're like, oh, hey, I've met you before. And you'd be like, oh, I'm the host. So great to meet you. And they'd be really confused because you don't actually live there and or work at this establishment.
Yes. That is very accurate. That's going to be, I think it's a really good plan of action.
Yeah. It gives you something to do. You don't just stand around and we're like, where are my friends at? My friends left me here to die.
Yeah, right.
So
friends left you there to die.
Socially. To die socially.
That's great.
Hopefully not physically.
Yeah.
But you never know. That could actually also be the case. They might have stabbed you and then like left, which would be very unfortunate.
Could be. Now, I'm gonna take a different approach. This is the Calderon approach.
Sure, you can be wrong.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna be.
Okay.
So
great.
You walk in, and this is the old Calderon approach. You walk in and you just kind of like slide along the wall for the duration of the event, never really leaving that position. You can only travel via wall. That way it makes people intrigued. They want to meet you. They want to know what's up. And so they'll come up to you thinking that you're a wallflower. And it's like, hi, my name's so-and-so. What's your name? And it's like, hi, I'm Brandon. And I'm actually a wall crawler. Don't think me to be a wallflower.
There are no perks.
I'm not here because I physically can't even.
No.
But I'm here because I prefer to slide along the walls. And it's how I lure people in. And then now they're feeling uncomfortable because that was a really weird sentence for you to just say. But the good news is you're no longer uncomfortable. They are. Congratulations. You have now become the life of the party.
Yeah.
And there's no wrong that you can do.
None.
Another approach, and I've been told that this is very much the Jacob Wilson approach. He walks in, puts on his fake glasses to look more intelligent than he actually is. And he kind of wanders about and like comments on things, but then walks to a different group. And then he, from seemingly nowhere, but secretly it's like his back pocket, he pulls out a little book and starts just reading, just sits down and reads and has a grand old time. Everyone's like, hey, why is this guy reading? Well, he looks really intelligent. We shouldn't bother him. So that way you've had a fun time without having to partake in a party that you might not want to. And you have your best friend with you, which is your books.
Yep.
Your best friend is always your books. Your book friends are the best friends.
And they won't leave you behind. You might leave them behind on accident.
Yeah, but at least it's not their fault.
No.
It's your fault.
Always your fault.
You have to live with that.
You do. You do. So you take the opposite route of JT. So you do hold the wall.
I would hold the wall personally.
Okay.
At least that's how what I would used to do.
Okay.
Do you want to hear my modern approach?
I would love to.
It's recently revamped.
Okay.
Don't know how I feel about it. Walking up to people and pretending to know what you're talking about, agreeing, and then as soon as they turn to you, well, what's your opinion on this latest New York Times article? And I would just so happen to be like, I've got a really interesting opinion. Just give me a second. Pull up your phone. New York Times. Okay. Obama said that he doesn't like it. So I like it because I don't like Obama. And then, I mean, 90% of America is going to agree with you. Just say like, am I right? Thanks, Obama.
Hashtag and thanks, Obama.
And you're immediately going to like fit in with them. They're going to be like, yeah, you know your things. Like, I don't know a lot about music, okay? And I have a lot of friends who know a lot about music. That being said, I just have to walk up and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do my darned best. Yes, Queen was really underrated. I think that they deserved a lot more fame than they earned. And they just stare at you for a couple seconds and then nod your head. And they'll nod their head back because people like to agree with people.
And opinions are immunity to being told you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks for Lion K for that your wonderful
opinion,
lyric.
Your opinion cannot be wrong because it's your freaking opinion. It's not a matter of fact.
IMO.
It is my opinion that humans can fly without any help of aeroplanes. And you know what?
Aeroplanes.
My opinion can't be wrong because it's my opinion.
But it is.
No, it's my opinion, Chris. Who are you to tell people what to think? Okay?
Chris, that's who I am.
That's why I said that I was addressing you.
I know, but I feel like that gives me the right to tell you that you're wrong.
No, but I'm not, because it's my opinion. Opinions are sacred. Jesus said it. It was in the red text.
It must be important. More important than the rest of the words, because it's in red.
It's all about the red words.
Yep. If you don't highlight it, it's not
true.
All
right, we need to move on. let's go to the next tweet, yeah?
Yeah, dude. All right. So, Brandon, since it's relatively, you know, festive and seasonal now, we're nearing Thanksgiving. If you're near a department store, you've already seen all of Christmas. And you're, like most of America, you're already looking forward to putting up Christmas decorations. Now, here we go. Ian Ross at Ian Roscoe asks, when is it too early to put up your Christmas tree? # need advice.
Oh.
This was asked on the 18th. So he's been thinking about it for a while.
If he didn't put his Christmas tree up immediately after tweeting that, he is not in any way loyal to Christmas, and that is a shameful thing. See, the thing is, as soon as you think about Christmas, it's no longer too early. It's the perfect time. That's why the Starbucks coffee roasting company puts out the red cups early November, because they all of a sudden thought like, oh, hey, Christmas is coming up. We should do something. And then they just boom. All right, it's out there. It's in the wild. Now everyone has seen the red cups. They should immediately be full on Christmas mode. Skip over Thanksgiving. It's Christmas time.
Christmas time. You already have enough fall in October.
Yeah.
But I think under Christmas law.
Pumpkin spice latte starts
fall. Yep.
In September.
It does? Wow.
Yeah. It started in September this year. And you know what? If pumpkin drink can start in September, Christmas can start in July. Okay.
Yeah.
That's my new stance.
I think it's under Christmas law, like similar to the Santa Claus, but you're not Santa. So it's like just the Christmas clause.
Yeah.
Under that stipulation, as soon as you think about Christmas, you're then obligated to start celebrating it or prepping for it.
Absolutely.
Or decorating.
Absolutely.
Write a poem at the very least.
At the very least.
Maybe a new Christmas
minimum.
Song. Yeah.
Gotta come up with something new.
New hit single.
Fun fact, in the record store the other day, I found a Charlie Brown Christmas red and white album.
Wow.
And I repent that I didn't buy it immediately, but we'll be returning to purchase it this Friday. I can't wait. I'm excited. Oh, that's creepy. I will, because I'll be driving the car. Okay. True. You can't stop me from where I'm going.
No, I can't.
And there's no knowing where we're going.
There's no knowing where we're going.
Except for the record store.
Another news, we're going Black Friday shopping at some point.
Yeah,
it's going to be a great time.
Send in your questions for Black Friday. You know, send in your advice to us. And we want to hear what you have to say. What's your plan of attack, guys?
Or if you're really struggling, where you want to go, where are the best deals? We can recommend some really obscure places that might have you kidnapped.
Ooh.
Fun.
And if you tweet us, we'll actually tweet you back as soon as we can.
Yeah.
And that way you don't have to worry about waiting for the next episode.
And I'll tell you what, viewers and listeners, we will live tweet our Black Friday shenanigans.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will. Absolutely. That's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to that.
That's going to be good, right?
That's going to be good. This is going to be the best Black Friday ever. But don't you dare, word of advice, don't you dare do that Black Thursday nonsense where you go out shopping on Thanksgiving Day. That's stupid. Be with your family, be with your friends, be with your significant others, be with your cats, whatever it is.
What if they're all with you you're literally holding the turkey as you're walking through Target?
That's not... Okay. All right.
I think it's my opinion, Brandon.
It's your opinion, and I can't tell you that you're wrong. It's my opinion that that's freaking stupid, And you need to get a life and actually spend time with your loved ones and not being consumers.
Okay.
Be a consumer on Friday. That's when it's okay.
That's when it's socially acceptable.
As soon as the clock hits midnight, it's socially acceptable to be a consumer again.
Now, Brandon, this tweet's coming in live from Chris Miles asking on November 25th, why is it called Black Friday?
Why is it called Black Friday? Because white supremacy is dead.
It's dead.
And that's what I have to say about that. Racism's over.
It's so over.
Whites.
We can't. Nope. We're scratching this whole
no,
idea.
No, no, no. It's because racism is an awful thing, and we need to start giving away more holidays to all various ethnicities, celebrating them.
Every race gets a month.
So, no, I can't.
And a holiday. Why not?
No.
We'll miss more school. It's fine. Public school doesn't need it. You'll be fine. Can you read and write? You're probably educated.
Let's go to another tweet. Let's
Alrighty. Sage Potty asks, hashtag need advice. Am I a loser if I still safety pin my pants because the button broke a long time ago? Hashtag please help.
Here's the thing. I'm not going to rush to judge you. Hey, you want to make safety pin pants a thing? I'm sorry. It's just the name. It really just rolls off the tongue.
It should be trademarked.
If you want, you know what? You should make safety pin pants a thing. Yeah. Absolutely, you should. That's going to have a market, especially like goths and stuff are going to love you. Oh, did our friend next door just get in over there?
Yeah, that did.
Oh, whoops.
Yep.
Well,
I forgot about her.
We caused that.
That we did.
We did that. We did. All right. So we're going to need to get out of here quicker than usual.
Maybe not. Whatever. Okay. We'll play it by ear.
I think she's kicking them out.
Yeah, she is. Good job, Karen. Good. Karen to
DJ
the
KJ.
DJ KJ.
DJ KJ, number one DJ at Biola Torch. You all should be listening to her.
The number
she's
one
fantastic.
That we've met and interacted with.
Yeah. No, she's, yeah, absolutely. Agreed on both counts.
Okay, on both counts.
She's great.
Yep.
And these gentlemen who are going in the studio after us, they're saints for letting us.
They are. Shout out
there.
To them as well.
Yeah. I don't know their names, but I'm not going to take the time to learn them.
No.
Cool.
But safety pin pants, I am curious of how big this safety pin is. Is it like a subtle, like, it's kind of just my shirt's covering it, or like a giant novelty safety pin that you're using as like your new, like, almost like it's a belt buckle. And you're not tucking your shirt, but you're like putting your shirt right below that, so your safety pin is just boom, it's right there as a centerpiece of your ensemble. If that's the case, you should please get rid of that and probably stop breathing for like 30 seconds, then you'll be fine.
Stop breathing, huh? That's neat.
That's neat.
Let's go to the next tweet.
Next tweet. All right. Michael Chavez asks, I don't know if this is worth being bothered over or not. ... Hashtag need advice.
Here's the thing. If it's important to you, it's important to us.
Yep.
If it's not important to you, why the hell are you talking about it? It's not important anymore.
And okay,
you brought it up. It's important. Yeah. Just tell us what it is.
Yeah, no, this passive-aggressive stuff, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Life's too short to be passive aggressive.
Especially to the internet. It does not like that. And we, as an extension of the internet, don't like it either. And I know this can sometimes be a confusing word, but I assure you, you can do this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Whatever
absolutely.
This is.
Whatever it is. You got this.
So proud of you.
You can do. You will do.
You can do.
Done.
Now, here's another tweet from Melissa231990. Last night, caught my 18-year-old bro smoking, wanted to kill him, but how can I approach him without killing him? Hashtag need advice.
Where's that?
Right up here. How can I approach him without killing him?
Well, here's the thing.
As a professional conflict negotiator, Brandon, yes. How do you feel?
Immediately remove all weapons from your person. Well, actually, except for one.
Just
but like
case.
Try to forget where it is. That way you have it just in case, but you're not tempted to use it unless there's a bad situation.
Like
okay?
Hypnotize yourself?
Yeah.
To forget where it is.
Unless he says a keyword like pineapple, and then all of a sudden you flip out and go Rambo on him. It'll be great. It'll be a good time. Please record it.
He probably will never smoke again because he won't have fingers.
Yeah. No, exactly. Hey, you can't smoke if you don't have lungs. Okay? So maybe think about that. Maybe violence is the answer here.
It's easily a solution.
Yeah.
A direct solution.
Mm-hmm. Very, very like to the...
saline.
Would you say solution. It's to the point?
I would. I would say it's to the point. Good job. Good
yeah,
pun.
So there's that. Otherwise, I would just... when he goes, like, wait till after he goes to sleep and then start playing, like, a tape, a hypnosis tape that's like, how to quit smoking in 30 days. And just don't let him know that you're playing that, but, like, wait till he falls asleep.
Put it, like,
bring your
pillow.
Little boom box into his room and play it. And then you have to make sure you wake up before him so that you can remove it without him knowing. Or just hide it under his bed.
And subconsciously... he'll remember all these facts about why he should quit smoking.
It's great. It's the most passive way to do it. The most non-violent, non-lethal mm-hmm. way to...
lethal.
Sorry, I don't typically laugh at my own joke. But I allowed myself that one, okay?
Kyle Balkman at Big Boffy asks, anyone know of any good methods or ideas to use when weighing two options out and trying to make a really tough decision? # need advice... emoji, smiley. Now, I feel like this is a question that may actually be from a sane person.
Wait, you're saying that he is sane?
I'm saying that, clearly.
Okay, if he's sane, he should do like a list of pro cons.
That's what I was thinking. Like, how to miss your mother? Like, can those be this?
Yeah. And then just eat it. And then let his gut feels afterward weigh the decision.
Wow, that's so good.
Yeah.
Well, so then it's like, I think you like make a pro list on one sheet of paper and a con list on the other.
Whichever one tastes better.
Exactly. Whatever one sits well better with you. I think that's the option.
We're
that
on
you
the
go
same
with.
Wavelength today.
We really
are. All right.
We're doing great.
This is great.
Yeah. So at Big Boffy, I really hope that helps you. And this is the unconventional way to do a pro-con list that should really benefit you. So best of luck.
Oh, yeah.
So you want to jump to Reddit?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Now, what is something you can keep in your pocket that will piss off or disappoint a pickpocketer?
An open knife? You just got to be careful to remember that it's there. But an open knife, a handful of thumbtacks.
Ooh, devious.
Legos, because those hurt too. Very underrated weapon of choice. Let's see, what else? No money, just don't be homeless, don't have money.
No.
Then what are they going to pocket? You know?
Your pocket itself? Very unlikely.
They're going to rip out your pocket and that's it. That's all they can take. And it's theirs now. That's not a bad situation to be in.
No. I like your open knife bit. That's a good call.
Thank you. I think that's probably the best option.
Like a spare pocket and like you know not to reach your hand in there. But very unfortunate if your knife pocket was also your phone pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got a message. Hold on. I need my first aid pocket.
First aid pocket.
Oh, you don't have a first aid pocket?
Here's the deal. Get cargo shorts. Have a knife pocket. First aid pocket.
Should we call Jacob Wilson?
Yeah. Can we call? No, he doesn't get intel later, unfortunately.
That's right.
But yeah, just have all kinds of pockets. And then just like your money pocket is actually, you have a pocket in your undies. It's not even in your pants. So they can't pickpocket your money because it's next to your stuff.
Like, excuse me, miss, I gotta pay for my coffee. Hand,
whoop,
hey, right down in there.
It's okay. Some people will frown. Some people will smile.
I mean, hey, we're all for gender equality here on this podcast. And if girls can keep things
can keep
up there, like bra strap, then we should be able to keep things down there.
Or if you want to be truly equal, men can wear bras now. That's socially acceptable as of right now.
It wasn't
very
handy.
It's a tighter bra. And you just whoop right there. Money. Money, money, cash,
especially
money.
If
dollar,
you have
dollar
like
bills.
A V-neck, it'd be easier to grab.
Mm-hmm.
Or a tank top. Just like bloop.
That's great. Yeah. Shall we turn to a live question?
I think we should.
Okay. Sir Brian asks, my friend asked me to watch his turtle while he was on vacation, and it ran away. What should I do? Oh, man, excellent question. I used to have a turtle.
Did you really?
Yeah, the reason why you don't never knew about that is because I used to have a turtle. Yeah.
Is that how you got into hockey?
I'm sorry, I don't think I made that leap there.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, with turtle left, and I was like, well, hockey's now my turtle.
What's going on?
No, okay. Well, we'll talk about that later.
Shell slide, right?
Okay, all right. Yeah, that's how we lost them, is I was playing hockey. And
playing hockey with him, but he was also the puck.
Yeah,
that was absolutely a very confusing game.
It was a good time. So, to the question, watching a turtle, it leaves. What do you do? Chris, you take the lead on this one.
What should you do? Well, if it hasn't been 12 hours, you can probably walk outside the house and take a panoramic view, and you'll probably find him.
Yeah.
Unless he's very camouflaged and can hide in the bushes.
He might be. He might be hiding in the bushes and just watching you look for him. And just laughing to himself.
Turtle.
That's what he says to himself. That's the way he laughs. Turtle. This guy's an idiot. Turtle. He can say normal English words, but that's whenever he's laughing, he's just like, turtle.
Yeah.
So that, and buy a new one and then paint it to look exactly like. That's why whenever I'm turtle sitting, I take a full 3D mapping of what they look like, so that I can accurately recreate it in case I lose them.
Because we have the technology. And also,
we have the technology.
Have the guy at Petco on speed dial.
Yeah.
Like, build a good rapport with him so that you're able to be like, hey, man, it happened again. He'd be like, dude, another turtle. And you'd be like, this time was a tortoise. He's like, oh, all right, let's bring out the turtle cart. Mm-hmm. Wheel them out there, and you just pick one that generally looks about the same size, and then use your arts and crafts skills from like kindergarten and just doodle. Correctly.
Yeah. Final option, become a turtle. Become a turtle. Mm. Replace the turtle that you lost. It's the least you could do for him.
It's the right thing to do.
He was trusting you with his freaking turtle, his love and joy, his betrothed. No, just kidding. That's not true. Maybe. I don't know. In some states, that's okay.
I'm marrying my desert
tortoise. So now you need to take the hit, man up, accept your responsibility, and become a turtle. Like Tusk, only instead of turning into a walrus, turn into a turtle.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, thanks for asking, Brian. I'm going to glaze over the fact that I just mentioned name-dropped Tusk. And you... Sorry, I said it again. Yeah, no, I saw the photo of that. It's no good.
I just heard the premise.
Yep, that's all you need to know. Anyway, so thanks again, Sir Brian. Always love hearing from you. We need to read more of his emails.
We have emails?
We have more emails from him. Yeah.
Yes, we do. Our apologies.
It was like one email with so many questions. It was great.
He was.
Remember, Brian, the zombie?
We couldn't have started this thing without you.
Remember Zombie Prom?
I remember his questions. They were fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Remember Mermaid? See, good times.
They were so good. All right. Twitter time.
From you or from me? Okay, from me. I have a slideshow of my blankets. Maybe don't interrupt. No, I'm just kidding. It's okay.
Maybe just don't interrupt me.
I have a slideshow.
Brandon, just don't.
I have a slideshow of my blankets, and I'm going to play at a craft show soon. Should I set it to music or not? Hashtag seriously. Hashtag need advice. I love it. I love this question. That's a serious issue, though. Do you set your slideshow to music or not? That's And especially with it at being at a craft show, because that can either make or break it. You got to set the mood for quilt buying deals.
Presentation is everything in the quilt buying world.
Oh, man. Like, you set it to heavy metal, all of a sudden you're only going to get heavy metal fans, and they're going to be asking, hey, where's the Slayer blanket? Hey, where's the Demon Hunter blanket? Hey, why don't you have Metallica?
And, the quilts, and not blankets, Brandon.
No, it says blankets, and then I said quilts, and then blankets. Here's the thing. They're fabric, and they cover you, and you can nap on them, you can take picnics on them, and that's the point of the thing. Let's not get hung up over quilts versus blankets, okay?
Quilts versus blankets, a new reality TV show coming in 2015.
All right, quilts versus blankets. I take the side of quilts. What do you take?
I'm taking blankets, bro. I don't have to stitch that thing together.
Here's the thing. Quilts are very versatile. That you can have many different like depictions of things. Like, oh, look at little Johnny contributed this piece of the quilt.
Yeah, and it sucks. And little Johnny made it.
Okay, yeah, but at least it's like a keepsake. And then, oh, little Joanna from across the way did this piece.
She failed art. You're letting her contribute to a quilt? Who fails art when they're six?
Here's
little Joanna.
Okay. All right. Miss Gertrude. Sorry, Ms. Gertrude from across the way needs a quilt for, like, let's make her a quilt because her husband died, okay?
I'd quilts feel pissed are if you blankets. Gave them a quilt, not a blanket.
Really?
A blanket is of all trades. It is just one piece of holy fabric. It's sacred. It's one material, possibly two or three.
Okay.
Not a quilt. Not give made me... from the hodgepodge of patchwork little blankets.
Look, give me three good reasons why I should switch sides. Three good reasons why blankets are greater than quilts.
Blankets are usually way more comfortable and softer.
Okay.
I mean, that's true. Quilts are like...
Fact.
Fact. That's fact.
Quilts are like over blankets.
Oh. Also...
Go on.
Yeah, they're not necessary. We live in Southern California. How many things do you need?
I'm like deflating my own quilts.
That's point two. Point three, what if grandma got lazy and stopped making a big enough quilt for you? You're a grown man now. Little 3 squares by 3 squares quilt isn't going to cut anymore. And would you really want your grandma to slave for years making you this quilt that you know deep down is never going to be as good as your Costco blanket?
Hmm. All right. Fair points, all of them. I am now of the blanket camp. So, back to the question. Do we set the slideshow of my blankets
That's right.
to music or not?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. But you just got to make sure it's appropriate.
Yeah.
Who's your audience?
Who's your favorite band? Just put them on there.
Yeah.
The more words, the more distracting, the more open to persuasion they'll be to buy blankets.
I think that less will be more here. Like, play some Bon Iver. All of a sudden, they're getting some so tired. And then they're like, I could really cuddle up with a nice blanket right now and maybe some tea. Oh, well, I have one of those things right here available for purchase.
Try to drop the temperature in the room.
Yes.
Intentionally.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Yep. And then you should be fine.
Yeah. Oh, that's going to be so good for business.
Also, why do you need a slideshow?
You don't.
Don't you have all your merchandise with you? Or some of it?
Yeah. What? I mean, are there just some designs that like are too valuable to take? Like that one gold blanket you did? Oh, I'm not taking that to the show. They can pre-order it, though. Oh, that's what it is. It's for pre-orders. Pre-order Christmas blanket 2014.
Okay.
Pre-order Easter blanket. Wow. Oh, dear.
So the other half of you that's not Caucasian, it's Bolivian, right? I was just checking. Okay, carry on. Stop it. Brandon, what's your... I've been faking it far too long to ask for help now moment.
Oh, gosh. I've had those moments. Youth ministry. I've been in youth ministry for seven and a half years now as a leader. I actually led this guy. And I think it was last year that I had a moment. I just sat there and I was like, I know nothing. I know nothing. I've been faking it this whole time. And but it's too late. I'm stuck. Oh, once you've youth ministries, you're there for life.
You're there for life. They own you.
Yeah. And in fact, the other guy, Sir Brian, he was another one of my core group kids. He was. And yeah. So sorry.
Oh my gosh.
My whole junior high career and half of high school has been lied to me.
Nah, just kidding. I lied just now. Ha ha ha.
I can't trust you anymore.
Oh. Well, maybe you should stop trusting me. All right, that's enough of that.
Okay.
My real
barista.
I've been faking it for too long. A little bit. I'm not as good as I should be.
Pumpkin spice latte. I should put peppermint in that.
Clearly. No, I'm all about that customer service life. I'm all about making them feel good and buy crap. Like, I'm just like, hey, you know what would go really well with that green tea? A pound of Thanksgiving blend. So crunchy and delicious.
And so it tastes like turkey.
It's actually worked a couple times, but it always makes them laugh and feel good about themselves. That's fantastic. Forgive us for when I do a horrible job at their drink. So, yeah, that's pretty good.
Can I get ice water?
What goes...
Manager,
how much ice do you want?
How do I make the ice water again?
Do you need half ice? Because I'm not allowed to give you that much. Okay.
Can I have 3 full cups of ice and then like 1 cup of water?
I kid you not. You just said word for word this one lady's order every single time. She wants a venti. I mean, large, half water, half ice, and then 3 large ice. I kid you not. And if it's not to the brim, she's like, can you fill that up? Can you please? I kid you not.
What?
I was really spooked out when you said that just now. And it's just like, what do you need that much ice for? Are you filling up a cooler? You can just some people have asked this in the past. What? Hey, I've got this cooler. Can you fill it up with ice from the back? The horrible thing is my manager turned to me and said, all right. Go do that, Brandon. And I'm like, no, I don't want to. Why are we giving them free ice? This costs money.
Wow. That's hilarious.
It's so...
Next time, I'm going to go to maybe possibly your work or any other coffee shop with a cooler, like the large cooler I can find. And just instead of asking, can you fill us up the ice in the back? I'm just going to say, so I have this cooler. And just like stare at them until they offer.
Wait until they...
Or they're like, oh, that's cool. And I'm like, no, it's not actually. It's kind of warm right now. Oh. And
it just be really passive. I love it.
And that's the problem.
Please do that. I'll send you my work schedule. Perfect. And please do that. Don't ask me though.
I won't. I haven't visited you. They don't know I know you.
Yeah, I'll just pretend that you're a normal Joe Schmo, but like refuse to serve you so that one of them has to.
Like just pass
it. I'll just say like, oh no. Oh, not that guy. Oh, not him. I'm sorry. I'm
taking my 10.
I'm going on bar. I'm going on bar. That would make a great bit. Let's do that.
That's perfect.
Okay.
Love it.
Cool.
Think of one coworker you want me to like specifically prank, and I'll do it.
I've got a couple names.
Okay. Good.
I won't drop them here.
Good. No, don't.
Don't worry, Mo. You're safe. You're safe, Mo.
That was really good.
I just want to say shout out to Mo. She's a great person.
Hey, Mo, I don't know you, but sounds great.
Cool.
Proud of you. You do you.
You just got to do you.
You just got to do you. So to answer that own question I asked you, what I've been faking for too long. That? I need help. Or I can't ask help anymore. I've been faking knowing people for too long. And
thank you for admitting to this, because you know too many more people than one can actually know.
Okay, I feel like you made it a little too real. Let me take a step back here. Okay.
On a serious note, though, you know a lot of people.
I feel like I don't, though. But
you say that you know a lot of people. Facebook says you know a lot of people.
Facebook lies. It's like, I met you once. Okay. I'm going to add you as a friend. Actually, they add me as a friend. I don't really add people. I only add like people I'm interested in. Like, if you get a friend request from me in the future and you're an attractive girl, it's probably because I find you attractive.
People aren't honest about that, though.
Honest about what?
You don't admit to that.
Or it's there, though. They all know it.
That's true.
So like when I get friend requests from other people, I'm like, oh, cool. Unless I actually really want to like talk to you as a friend, I'll add you. But the reason I don't clear my friends list is so like I feel better about myself when I'm alone on a Friday night crying. I'll look at my friends list and be like, but I have hundreds of friends. And it's a great system. But really, though, in class and like you've done a project with so-and-so before and you're like, I think your name is something weird. But that makes it all the more dangerous to shout it out. I can't just say like, oh, Mark, high five, man. It's more like, oh, Nebuchadnezzar, how you doing, bro?
Right.
So yeah. It kind of leaves me in this position of like, it's too late. The semester's almost over. I can't really ask again.
Yeah.
There have been times where I've no joke, like leaned over to the person to my right or left or behind me and been like, hey, what's their name? And they're like, dude, I don't know. You know them. I'm like, no, I don't.
That's pretty great.
So
introduce yourself.
Say hi. Do it.
Oh, I hate that when I'm supposed to introduce two people and for some reason I blank on one or both of their names.
You blanked on my name before.
I'm sorry, okay? It was a very emotional moment time for me.
No, I've done that before. Actually, I turn that situation to work for me. So if I don't know the person I'm walking with and I run into like my friend, I'd be like, hey, have you met? Hopefully I know their name. Hopefully.
Oh, and then so you turn to the person you don't know and say, hey, have you met so-and-so?
Exactly.
And he's like, oh, you know. No, I haven't.
They're like, oh, my name's Steve. And I'm like, oh, Steve, that's such a great introduction. Bam, validation.
Because as soon as you say their name, they're not going to immediately know what was up.
No. Nope. Not when you're the sly. I major in making introductions. That's what
you
I do.
You major. Yes.
There.
Oh goodness.
Yeah, I think we killed that question. That was fantastic.
That was great.
All right, I have another
two
one.
Two thumbs way up.
Okay, I got a tweet here. Danny Ballas at Bad Karate Movie asks, my best friend at Andrew WK is in Dallas tonight, and I had no idea. # need advice. He just didn't know, man.
I have had that favorited for so long. Thank you for finally asking that. Here's the thing. If you're biffle Andrew WK, who likes to party and has made so many songs about party, 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 party. Dude, I think the best way is just to hit him up, run into him in person. Hey, man, you're going to go party, right? And he's just like, dude, every
totally
day.
Go party.
Every day, all day. Yeah. I hope that's not how he talks.
But it's the way I talk. I party every day. No, that's how voice is like this. Dr. Fishy.
Oh my gosh. You're not Batman.
I'm a knight. Swear to me. I am justice. Swear to me.
Andrew WK never turns down an invitation for partying. I kid.
Never.
This is fact.
Can't.
So you walk up to him and say, hey, you're going to the party, right? And he's just, yeah, dude, sure, obviously. And you're like, cool, it's this way. And then you hang out with him.
And then, like, you intentionally take him to parties that have already ended and be like, oh, bro, I'm so sorry.
Dang it, I guess we got a party just the two of us.
I guess we thought we'd go get dinner at this, like, really nice place. Sorry, bro.
Oh, sorry, man. Hey, want to go do sushi, man? You know, it'll be a party.
Let's just get sushi and then,
bring the party with us.
Yeah. That's how Brandon became my friend.
Yeah, we're just like, oh, sorry, this party. Let's go get sushi.
Let's go get sushi. Yeah, because you know, every time you ask for sushi, you have to do it in that voice.
Yeah.
Like, hey, man, like, what do you want for dinner tonight? Do you feel like sushi or like pizza?
Yeah, you just slip into that voice. I'm going to slip into something more comfortable.
Hey, girl, I think you're really cool. I'd love to get dinner with you sometimes. How do you feel about sushi?
let's close it with one more.
All right.
Cool.
Dominic Clotier.
Unless we get a live question.
At Inbred Hybrid. I need advice on #how-to/blatantly/unreasonable/desires/#cows/#greedy/heart.
I don't even know what he said because there was so many here. I'm gonna read that.
#need advice on how to manifest the blatantly unreasonable desires of a callous, greedy heart.
You skipped like 10 hashtags reading it the second time.
Right, so you can understand me with my words. A little note here. His profile picture includes him in a banana hammock with his legs kind of spread out in this like almost kimono type robe, like relaxing, chillaxing, sitting all cool. So I feel like that needs to be taken into account too, however we want to address this problem.
Here's the deal. He's already got a callous heart. It's been callous. It's been
callousized. But he's manifest the blatantly unreasonable
hashtags,
desires.
Hashtags harm the heart. Hardens it, wounds it,
it's in Proverbs, bro.
To scar it until it becomes this callous, awful, ugly thing in which it moves you to wearing banana hammocks as if they were socially acceptable. And they're not.
They're not.
They are not. No, 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 no. Dear God, no!
I love that he's asking to, like, bring about his blatantly unreasonable desires of his wretched heart.
He like, knows.
I want to bring
he's
this
already
about.
Wretched.
Like, I know this isn't good in me, but, like, I just want it to manifest.
Oh, how to... Okay, I skipped over the manifest part. All right, manifest destiny. How to manifest it. Do Columbus exactly what you're doing. Seriously, by wearing that banana hammock and by opening your legs as if that's okay, by walking around using hashtags, everyone, clearly you've already started your pathway to manifesting the callous heart that you have. Otherwise, just continue to be a lose bag.
Yeah.
He's manifesting his very odd heart. Oh, man. Okay, I need something light to pick me up after that. Okay?
Live question. Perfect timing.
Ramona Lisa. It's R.A. So I think it's Ramona Lisa. Oh, I get it. That's great. Ramona Lisa. So she asks, "Hi, guys. How are you? Greetings from Germany." Winky face. "Hey, Ramona Lisa."
Hey, that's very nice.
I'm doing really well.
I'm doing well, too. We're happy to be here. We're happy to be talking.
Chris is doing well. I'm doing well. Greetings from America.
Thanksgiving's around the corner for us.
Yeah.
We're going to have an excuse to celebrate.
Does Germany have Thanksgiving? I hope so.
Terrible history. I don't know.
Yeah, anyway.
The food. Celebrate food.
Yeah. Eat some sauerkraut. I thought that I hated sauerkraut until I had it. It's great.
Is sauerkraut like great. Relish?
It's pickled onions.
Oh, then I'd probably
What's
like it.
What's wrong with
yeah.
that? It's like, yeah, it's great.
I like pickles. I like onions. I probably like them together.
They're good together. I just had some the other day. I went to Jerry's Dogs, had an amazing turkey dog.
Okay, I was going to say, Claudia is going to kill you.
I know, right? Actually, they have all beef hot dogs. And then I had some sauerkraut on it, and oh, man, it's so good. Anyway, so... Greetings.
Yeah. Greetings.
Good to hear from you. Thanks for watching.
Hope you're doing well, too.
Yeah. How's life?
Yeah. Well, we really appreciate you, like, checking in with us. That's really nice.
Yeah.
And from Germany. That's so cool. Thank you.
Gosh, that's rad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And as always, and I feel like this is a good transition point.
Yeah.
We're Ask Don't Panic. We're a comedy podcast, the Bad Advice Podcast, available on iTunes, available on YouTube. We live stream on Google Plus Hangouts every Tuesday. Is what we aim for. Tuesday's what we aim for.
Yeah, that's just working for the Tuesday.
Around noon, between noon and one, America Standard Time. Update.
That's right.
Update from Ramona Lisa. Ramona Lisa hates sauerkraut, but loves Thanksgiving. Well, good. At least you're one for two in my eyes.
Two for two
in Chris's eyes. So, thumbs up. Keep watching, and I hope to see
you. Send us in some questions for next week.
Absolutely. Hope to see you in next time. But yeah, so again, YouTube, iTunes podcasts, Google Plus Hangouts. We're also available on Twitter. We'll answer your tweets. We'll tweet you back, or we'll host it on the show. Maybe both.
Ooh.
Tumblr. We're also on Instagram on occasion. And what else am I missing? Oh, email
Tinder.
Us.
Oh, wait, no.
No, we're not on Tinder anymore.
We're not, okay.
It's I closed that. So anyway, email us at Gmail. And it's going to be askdontpanic@gmail.com. And yeah, it's a good time. Thanks again so much for listening, everybody. Ramona Lisa, to answer your question. It is, what time is it over here? It is currently 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
2 o'clock.
And I'm assuming that it's either really early in the morning or really late at night. Wait, no, really early in the morning at your place, probably.
I know nothing of geography.
Well, Germany's kind of not quite on the other side of the... No.
Europe. There it is. Got it.
I knew you knew this. I knew it. You got this.
Study abroad program. Here I come.
Oh, gosh. You are a brilliant... Brilliant mind.
Spotless.
We have you here for your comedy, not for your mind.
11 p.m. Ha!
Okay, I was wrong. I almost said late night. Okay. Well, anyway, so unfortunately, you tuned in as we're bringing this to a close, Ramona Lisa. But
thank you.
So cool to hear from you. And tune in with us every Tuesday night, I suppose, because that's
hey.
what time it is for you. Anyway, so that'll do it for us here at Ask Don't Panic. I'm Brandon.
I'm Chris.
And we love you. You guys are the best. And we want the best for you. And as always, don't panic. We got you covered.
Trying to stop the button.
I'm going to click the button. Actually, maybe I won't click the button.
You haven't clicked the button yet. The button's still going.
Hey, it's a reminder to take my Movember selfie. Want to get in the background of it?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Should I stop recording on the
no.
program?
Keep recording.
No, okay. All right.
See all those selfies?
Oh, there's an app
for
this.
No, it needs to be of my face. You'll just be in the background, okay? Like, you need to get a little lower. That's great. That's great. Here you go.
Yay, shiny image that you cannot see.
Oh, it doesn't work. I knew it would work as it got closer. Bye, guys.
All right.
That was great.
I'm going to click this
button. That was really cool.
That was a lot of fun. That was awesome.
We had Brian Hefner and some girlfriend.
Hello and welcome to KTLA, your source for the on-the-hour news coverage. I'm Brandon Calrissian, here with my co-hinker.
He didn't even chance to think of anything.
All right.
That's unfair. Give me a cool name.
All right.
You gotta pretend like you're doing stuff. Papers.
Hello and thanks for tuning in, America. We're live from KTLA 5 Studios in Los Angeles.
Dang it! How do I keep messing this up? Come on!
I don't have a name yet.
All right.